Kerry Leonard, thank you so much for joining me for this episode of Game Changer. Talk me through how you started archery in the first place. It's such a niche sport and I'm fascinated to learn how you got into it.
Yeah, for me, you know, I think it's even more niche in that it's para archery. So I have a disability, I use a wheelchair, and my entire life, very sporty, in a sporty family. And my uncle knew somebody in a wheelchair who did archery and asked if I wanted to try it. So because I tend to say yes to most things, I find myself at a come and try day for archery, and then subsequently did a beginner's course. So that was when I was about 11 or 12. And I had the luxury of being taught by somebody in a wheelchair, which was far more significant as I look back than I thought at the time. I gave it up for years during secondary school, and it wasn't until I went to college and a friend of mine who was just trying to increase numbers for the club so the club could get more funding asked me to sign up. And that's how I got back into it. And again, just series of weird events. I dropped out of college and started doing archery more frequently so that I would be around people and be able to socialize while I wasn't really doing a lot of things to occupy myself. And somebody saw that I was training a lot more, who was leading up the para team, and asked if I wanted to go to an international competition just before the London 2012 Games. And when I got to that competition in Stoke Mandeville in the UK, I realized, oh, actually, I could do this with a little bit of application. I could get on par with everybody else. So that's kind of how it took off. Nothing monumental, just a series of yeses.
The funny thing about that is, like, you kind of describe it as, oh, I suppose I just kind of fell into it. You're now a two-time Paralympian. Like, how that must be such an amazing feeling to see the journey.
It is. I mean, it's really ironic because I actually, when I dropped out of college, it was 2011. That's aging me quite significantly now. But when I dropped out, it was 2011. And then the London Paralympic or Olympics was coming up. And I was encouraged to apply for a job with the London Olympics and Paralympics and got the job. And the competition I was talking about, that international competition, was about 2 weeks before the start date of my contract. So I had no ambition whatsoever to do a Games. To be perfectly honest, I'd never been exposed to a Games before. Mm-hmm. I didn't watch Beijing. I didn't watch Athens or Sydney from a Paralympic point of view. So I had no reference point. And when I worked at the London Games, we joked in the office that wouldn't it be hilarious if I got to a Games and went back to college, because my grandmother was freaking out that I had no education. So I had to go back and get my degree. And I graduated in 2015 and I went to my first World Championships. And I only went to my first World Championships because I had been to my first Europeans and it was horrific. And I didn't want my score and my result to reflect on me from now until the end of time. So I went to the World Championships in 2015 just to put a decent score in and feel good about my performance. And I finished ninth at the World Championships. I needed to finish eighth to qualify for Rio. So I had no ambition until I actually finished that competition. It was 2015. I could theoretically take time off after graduating college and try to qualify for the Rio Games. So that's how that happened. That was the only thing that triggered an ambition to go to a Paralympic Games. And missing out on Rio is the only reason I stayed to qualify for Tokyo. And the only reason, I say inverted commas, the biggest reason I stayed for Paris was to keep the visibility of archery up so that other people in my position could see me and start doing archery themselves.
What would you say to someone, a young woman in particular, that's what Game Changer is all about, this whole series, that's thinking about starting archery? What would you say to encourage them?
I think the biggest practical thing is that if you go and do a beginner's course with any club in the country, they provide all the materials. So you don't have to pay a single thing for to try the sport. The bigger thing, I think, for women is getting out of our own comfort zones and actually trying something that, you know, we might fall flat on our face on is much harder for us than it would be for, I'm speculating, for a guy in the same position. If it's something that you are interested in, you need to be the face of it and need to act as your own inspiration to go and do a sport like archery.
iRadio's Game Changers
is an initiative funded through the Sound and Vision Scheme with Cumasú na mBan with a television license fee.